The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 30th, 1968, in Seattle.
So our program is to worship with love and devotion Govinda, the original person, Govindam Adi Purusha. This is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching people to love Krishna. That's our program is to love, to place your love in the proper place. That is our program. Everyone wants to love, but he is being frustrated on account of his love being misplaced. People do not understand it. They are being taught, first of all, you love your body. Then, little extended, you love your father and mother. Then, love your brother and sister. Then, love your society. Love your country. Love the whole human society, humanity. But all this extended love, so-called love, will not give you satisfaction. Unless you reach to the point to love Krishna, then you will be satisfied. That's like if you throw a stone on some reservoir of water on a lake, there immediately begins a circle. The circle expands. And expanding, and the circle touches the shore, it stops. Unless the circle reaches the bank or the shore of the reservoir of the water, it goes up increasing. So, we have to increase. The increase means there are two ways. If you practice, I love my society, I love my country, I love my human nation, and then living entities, gone. But if you directly touch Krishna, then everything is there. It is so nice. Because Krishna means all attractive, includes everything. Why everything? Because Krishna is the center. Just like in a family. If you love your father, then you love your brother, sister, the servant of your father, the home of your father, the wife of your father, namely your mother, everyone. The central point is fire. This is crude example. Similarly, if you love Krishna, then your love will be expanded everywhere. Another example, just like if you love a tree, the leaves, the flowers, the branches, the trunks, the twigs, everything, you simply pour water on the roof. Then your loving affairs for the tree will automatically start. If you love your countrymen, if you want to see that your countryman becomes educated, advanced economically and mentally, physically, then what do you do? You pay tax to the gods. don't hide your income tax. You simply pay tax to the central government and it will be distributed to the education department, to the defense department, to the hygienic department, everything. Therefore, these are crude examples. But actually, if you want to love everything, then you try to love Krishna. You will not be frustrated because that is complete. When your love is complete, then you will not be frustrated. You have got complete feeding. If you are satisfied with food completely, then you say, I am satisfied. I don't want any more. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. Very simple. It is inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, although it is very old, the Vedic scripture, but it's still taking from the historical point of view, this Krishna consciousness movement is since Lord Krishna appeared on the surface of this planet 5,000 years ago. And later on, Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, he expanded that movement of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya's mission is Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajasasthana. If you want to love, if you want to be subordinate, everyone is subordinate. This is false. Everyone wants to be independent, but nobody is independent. Everyone is subordinate. Nobody can say that I am independent. Can you say, any one of you, that you are independent? Is there anybody?
No.
Everyone is subordinate. Willing, not by force, everyone becomes subordinate. The girls say to the boy, I want to become your subordinate. Willing. Similarly, boy says to a girl, I want to be a subordinate. Why? That is my nature. I want to be subordinate. Because my nature is to be subordinate. But I do not know. I reject this subordination, I accept another subordination. A subordination is there. Just like a worker. He works here, he finds some better wages, another place. He goes there. But that does not mean he becomes independent. He is subordinate. So, Lord Chaitanya teaches that if you want to be subordinate, or if you want to worship somebody, who worships somebody? Unless you feel somebody is greater than you, why shall you worship? I worship my boss because I think that he is greater than me. He gives me wages, salary, monthly, $600. Therefore, I must worship him, I must need him. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you become subordinate of Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajasasthana. If you want to worship Krishna. And next, Sabhyama Vrindavanam. If you want to worship somebody, then love Krishna, worship Krishna, or his place, Vrindavan. Because everyone wants to love some place that is now nationalism, some country. Somebody says, I love this American land. Somebody says, I love this Chinese land. Somebody says, I love the Russian land. So everyone wants to love some land. Bhomaijadhi. Bhomaijadhi. People are naturally inclined to love some material land. Generally, where he is born, he tries to love. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that because you are inclined to love some person, you love Krishna. Because you want to love some land, you love Vrinda. Arad Bhagavan Vidyasatanaya Stadhyama Vrindavan. But if somebody says, how to love Krishna? I cannot see Krishna. How to love Krishna? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramya Kachi Upasana Vrajavadhu Bhargavi Kavita. If you want to learn, if you want to know the process of worshipping Krishna, loving Krishna, just try to follow the footprints of the gopis. Gopis. The gopis then love the highest perfectional love. Ramya Kashi Upasana. There are different kinds of love or worship in the world. The beginning is, O God, give us our daily bread. This is the beginning. When we, taught to love God, that we are instructed that we go to temple, go to church, and pray to God for your necessities, for your grievances, that is the beginning. But that is not pure love. The pure love, perfection of pure love, can be found among the gopis. That is the example. How they love Krishna? They love Krishna. Krishna was a cowherd's boy. With his friends, other cowherd's boy, he used to go with his cows in the pasturing ground the whole day. That was the system. Because people at that time were satisfied with land and cows, that's all. That is the means of solution of all economic problems. They are not industrial, they are not servant of anyone. Simply get production from the land and take meat from the cows, the whole food problem solved. So, Krishna used to go to the pasturing ground, and the gopis at home, they were girls or women. They, women or girls, were not allowed to work. That is the Vedic system. They should keep at home, and they should be given protection by the father, by the husband, or elderly son. They are not meant for going out. So they kept themselves at home. But Krishna was, say, miles away in the pasturing ground. And the gopis at home thinking, oh, Krishna's feet, he's so soft. Now he's walking on the rough ground. The particles of stones are pricking his soul, so he must be feeling some pain. In this way thinking, they used to cry. Yes. Krishna is mind, sir. And what Krishna is feeling, they are simply thinking of that feeling. Krishna may be feeling like, this is love. This is love. They are not asking Krishna, my dear Krishna, what you have brought? from your factory. How is your pocket? Let me see. No. Simply thinking of Krishna, how Krishna is satisfied. They need to dress themselves, because he can go before Krishna with nice dress. He'll be happy to see. Generally, a boy or a man becomes happy to see his lover or wife nicely dressed. That is, therefore, it is the nature of the owner to dress nice. And according to Vedic system, a woman should dress very nicely just to satisfy her husband. That is the Vedic system. If her husband is not at home, then she should not dress nice. There are Indians. Prosita Bhartrika. There are different dresses of women. By seeing the dress, one will understand what she is. One can understand by seeing the dress that she is unmarried girl. One can see simply by the dress that she is married wife. One can see by the dress that she is widow. One can see by the dress that she is prostitute. So, dress is so important. So, prosita vartika. So, we are not going to discuss about the social. Now, we are discussing about love affairs of Krishna. So, gopis, Krishna and gopi, the relationship was so intimate and so analyzed that Krishna himself admitted, "My dear gopis, it is not in my power to repay you about your loving affairs." Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He became bankrupt. "But my dear gopis, it is not possible for me to repay your debts which you have created by loving me." So that is the highest perfection. Brahma kathit upasana bhajavadhukam. I'm just describing the mission of Lord Chaitanya. He giving us instruction, his mission, that the only lovable object is Krishna and his land, Vrindavan. And the process of loving him is a vivid example, the gopis. Nobody can reach. There are different stages of devotees. And gopis are supposed to be on the highest platform. And amongst the gopis, the supreme is Lava. Therefore, nobody can surpass the Lava of Lava. Dharma kajit upasana bhajavadu bhagavija kalpita srimadam bhagavatam mahanam purana. Now, to learn this, all the science of loving God, there must be some book, some authoritative literature. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Srimad Bhagavatam, Avaram Purana. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless description of understanding how to love God. There is no other description. From the beginning, it is teaching how to love God. Those who have studied Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse in the first canto is Janmardasya Gataha Satyam Param Dhimahi. The beginning is that I am offering my unalloyed devotion unto the Supreme, from whom everything has emanated, Janmardasya Gataha. So, it is a, you know, it is a great description. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, if you want to learn how to love God or Krishna, then study Srimad Bhagavatam. And to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the preliminary study is Bhagavad Gita. So, study Bhagavad Gita to understand the real nature or identification of God and yourself and your relationship, and then when you are little conversant, when you are prepared that yes, Krishna is the only lovable object, then next book you get Srimad Bhagavatam and you go. Then just like Bhagavad Gita gate is entrance, just like students they pass their school examination, then enters into the college. So you pass your school examination, how to love God by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, then study Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is graduate study, and when you are still further advanced, postgraduate, then study teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So there is no difficulty. The fact is that we have to learn how to love Krishna. The direction is there, and method is there, and we are trying to serve you as far as possible. We are sending our boys in the streets and the town to invite you. And if you kindly take up this opportunity, then your life will be successful. Prema Pumartha Maha. Because this human form of life is meant for developing love for God. Because in all other life, we have loved our children, we have loved our wife, we have loved our nest in the bird's life, in the beast life. There is love. There is no necessity of teaching a bird or beast how to love the children. There is no necessity. Because that is natural. To love your home, to love your country, to love your husband, to love your children, to love your wife, so on. All this love, more or less, there are in the animal kingdom. But that sort of love will not give you happiness. It will be frustrated. Because this body is temporary. Therefore, all these loving affairs are also temporary. And they are not pure. They are simply a perverted reflection of the pure love that is existing between you and Krishna. So if you want really peace, if you really want satisfaction, if you don't want to be confused, then try to love Krishna. This is the plain program. Then your life will be successful. The Krishna consciousness movement is not something manufactured to mislead and bluff the people. It is a most authorized movement, Vedic literature, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, Puranam, and many, many great saintly persons adopted this name, and the vivid example is Lord Chaitanya. You see his picture, he is in the dancing mode. So, we have to learn this art. Then our life will be successful. You haven't got to practice anything artificial and speculating and bother your brain and since you have the instinct for loving others. That is our instinct, natural. Simply, we are misplacing love and therefore we are frustrated. Frustrated, confused. So, if you don't want to be confused, if you don't want to be frustrated, then try to love Krishna and you feel yourself how we are making progress in peacefulness, in happiness, in everything that you want. Thank you. Any question?
Is it all right for us to read the Srimad Bhagavatam after we receive your Bhagavad Gita when it comes out? Or should we just completely devote all our time to studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and then we then progress from there? Or should we continue our study of the Srimad Bhagavatam?
No, we should read Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this is only a preliminary spiritual platform. Everything is absolute. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you will find the same proposition as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not that because you are studying Srimad Bhagavatam that you haven't got to study Bhagavad Gita. It is not like that. You read these literatures and chant Hare Krishna, follow the rules and regulations, and live happily. Our program is very happy program. We chant, we dance, we eat Krishna prasadam, we paint nice pictures of Krishna, and see them nicely decorated, and we eat philosophy. So, what do you want more?
How and why did we lose our love for Krishna in the beginning?
No, not the love, just the awareness of the love.
The love, awareness is there. You love somebody. But you are meant to love Krishna that you have borrowed. So, forgetfulness is also our nature. Sometimes we forget. And especially because we are very small, minute. Therefore, even I cannot remember exactly what I was doing last night at this time. So forgetfulness is not unnatural for us. Again, if somebody revives our memory, to accept that is also not unnatural. So, our loving object is Krishna. Somehow or other, we have forgotten. Don't trace the history when we forgot. That is useless labor. But, we have forgotten, that is a fact. Now revive. Here is reminder. So take opportunity. Don't try to history why you have forgotten and what was the date of my forgetfulness. If you know, what is the use? You have forgotten. Take it. That's like if you go to a physician. He never asks you how you got this disease, what is the history of disease, at what date, at what time, infected, no. He simply feels your pulse and sees that you have got the disease and he gives you the medicine. Yes, take it. Similarly, we are suffering. That is a fact. Nobody can deny. Why you are suffering? For getting Krishna. Second. Now you divide your memory about Krishna. Now don't try to find out the history when you forgot. You have forgotten, that is it. Because you are suffering. Now, here is an opportunity. Krishna consciousness moment. Revive your memory. Your love for Krishna. Simple thing. Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take Krishna to heaven. And if you are not educated, you are illiterate here. Just you have got natural gift here. You have got natural tongue. So you can chant Hare Krishna and you can hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam from persons who are in the knowledge. So there is no impediment. No impediment. It does not require any pre-qualification. Simply you have to use whatever asset you have got. That's all. You must aim that. Yes, I shall take to Krishna. That depends on you. Because you are independent. If you disagree, no, why shall I take to Krishna? So nobody can do it. But if you agree, it is here. Very steady. Yes. You have got any other thought? Any other thought than Krishna? He said,
no.
Just try to understand what is God.
I just know that God
is No, everything has got definition. It's like if I say this is watch. So it has a definition. Watch means it is round and there is a white dial and there are two hands, there are so many figures indicating time. Like that, I can give you some description. So anything, whatever you see or experience or try to understand, there must be some definition. So, when you speak of God, do you know what is the definition of God?
Yes, I know it is love.
Love is not definition, love is the action. Yes, love. I love God, love is my activity. Yes. But there must be some definition of God. That also you know, you now forget. Now, in one word they say, God is great. So how do you test one's greatness? Next point. If you say that this man is very great, now there must be an understanding how you estimate that he is great. These are different stages of understanding. So how do you understand that God is great? What is your calculation? That on this point, God is great. Just like in your Bible, it said, God said, let there be creation. And there was. Is it not statement? So here is greatness. He simply said, let there be creation, and there was creation. Can you do that? Suppose you are very nice carpenter. Can you say, let there be a chair, and at once there is a chair? Is it possible? Suppose you are a manufacturer of this watch, can you say that and say, let there be what, and there is immediately God. That is not God. That's what God's name is, Satya Sankalpa. Satya Sankalpa. Satya Sankalpa means whatever he thinks, immediately is present. Not only God, but those who have attained yogic perfection, they cannot be there like God, but almost wonderful things. A yogi, if he has got perfection, if he desires something that I want this, immediately be there. This is called Satya Sankalpa. In this way, there are many examples. That is greatness. What I, just like the modern scientists, they are trying to fly some space machine in a good speed so that they can go to the moon planet. So many scientists from America, Russia and other countries are trying, but they cannot. Sputnik is coming back. But just see God's power. Millions of planets are floating just like swarms. This is greatness. So any nonsense if we say that I am God, is it a step? God is great. You cannot compare yourself with God. There is no comparison. That the lustrum is going on. Everyone is God, I am God, you are God, then we are God. He saw the power of God. Then he said, first desire, then desire. What power we have got? We are all independent. So God is great and we are dependent on God. Therefore, natural conclusion is that we have to serve God. This is the whole problem. Serving means with love. Unless, now just like these boys, my disciples, they are serving me. Whatever I say, they are immediately executing. Why? I am an Indian, I am a foreigner. 2 or 3 years ago, I was not known to them. Not they are known to me. Why they are doing that? Because it is love. Serving means developing love. So unless you develop your love for God, you cannot serve. Anywhere you give some service, it is based on love. Just like mother giving service to the helpless child. Why? Love. So similarly, our life will be perfect when our love is perfect. With the perfect supreme personality of God, then it is all right. You have to learn this. This is Krishna consciousness. In relationship with Krishna, that like I am loving my disciples are loving me. Wow, what is the medium? Krishna. Yes.
Is Rama synonymous with Jesus?
Yes. Rama. Is Rama synonymous, the same as Jesus?
Synonymous? Not exactly synonymous, but identical. Synonymous cannot be said. Identical.
Oh, identical.
Yes. In the absolute platform, everything is identical. In the relative world also, just like anything you take, it is material. So material identity. Similarly, in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual. So, in the spiritual world, God and God is God's son, or God's friend, or God's lover, everyone, is the same platform, spiritual, therefore they are identical.
But doesn't Rama refer to a man that was born I'm not sure, India or something, and Christ who was born in Europe, two different men, but still the same.
Yes. The sun is every day born in India, born in Europe, born in America. Does it mean that is Indian or American or Chinese?
No, that's
not right. Therefore, it is like that. When this is our limited knowledge, we have been told in that that God is great. That's why the sun is great. Therefore, even the sun is seen in India, or in America, or China, or anywhere, any part of the world, any part of the universe, the sun is one. Nobody can say, oh, it is American sun, and it is Indian sun. So, either Jesus Christ, or Rama, or Krishna, whoever comes from the kingdom of God, they are the same. There is no difference. But the difference is, just like in your country, temperature of sun is less. And in the tropical country, the temperature of the sun is very less. Does it mean the sun's temperature is changed? It is according to the reception. The atmosphere of this country is so surcharged that you cannot receive the sunshine properly. But the sunshine distributes its shine everywhere, the same. Similarly, according to the country, according to the circumstances, according to the planet, God is manifested different, but He is not different. You are wrapping your body with some winter cloth, same time telegraph in India, they are running fan. Why the temperature is different? Therefore, whatever Lord Jesus Christ says, or whatever Krishna says, or Rama says, that is in terms of the place, in terms of the circumstances, atmosphere, persons, hearers, there is different. One thing which I try to convince a child, it's not possible to teach the same thing to his father. Or a child cannot understand what is sex life, but a young man can understand. The same child, when he'll be grown up, he'll know. So you do not think that everyone can understand everything. So Bible is spoken under certain circumstances, Bhagavad Gita is spoken under certain circumstances. It is the difference of the circumstances. Otherwise, the principle is the same. In the Bible also it is said, love God. And Bhagavad Gita also said, love God. There is no difference.
What is the nature of anger? How is anger?
No, anger means lust. When you are lusty and your lust is not fulfilled, you become angry. There is another feature of the lust. Kama is a prodite, rajaguna samudra. When you are too much influenced with the modes of passion, you become lusty. And when your lust is not fulfilled, then you are angry. Next stage. And next stage is that there is bewilderment. And the next stage is pranashati. Then you are lust. Therefore, one has to control this lust and anger. This controlling means you have to put yourself in the modes of goodness, not in the modes of passion. There are three modes of material nature. modes of ignorance, modes of passion, and modes of goodness. Therefore, if anyone wants to know the science of God, then he has to keep himself of the modes of goodness. Otherwise he cannot. Therefore, we are teaching our students that you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. Because he has to keep himself on the modes of goodness, otherwise he will not be able to understand. Krishna consciousness cannot be understood on the platform of ignorance and passion. The whole world is under the influence of ignorance and passion. But this method is so simple that if you simply follow the four principles of recitation and chant Hare Krishna, you are immediately surpassing all the modes of materiality. So the anger is on the platform of passion.
Subordination.
That it is simple. You are subordinate. You don't understand what is subordination? Is it very difficult? Are you not subordinate to somebody?
Yes.
You must. Everyone must be subordinate.
In a spiritual sense, though, I don't feel subordinate.
First of all, you understand what is spiritual life, then in the spiritual sense also you are subordinate. Because your nature is subordinate. Spiritual, what do you mean by spiritual and material? This consciousness is very nice, that you are feeling dissatisfaction being subordinate to your boss. Is that not?
No, that's not right.
Then?
I don't especially.
To bow down, and we think that I don't like to bow down. This is the disease.
He isn't forcing me to bow down.
Yes.
He isn't forcing me to do anything. I'm just
kind of
there.
No, that's a try to understand. It is a very nice question. You say that I do not want to bow down. Is it not? Yes. Why?
Because I don't feel like I'm inferior to
That is the disease. You have diagnosed your own disease. That is the disease of materialism. Everyone is thinking that I want to be master, I don't wish to bow down myself. Everyone is thinking, not only yours. Just let me finish this. This is the disease, material disease. First of all, it is not your disease or my disease or everyone's disease is there, that why shall I bow down? Why shall I become subordinate? But nature is forcing me to become subordinate. Now, who wants to meet death? Why people are dying? Can you answer this?
Why are people dying?
Yes. Nobody wants to die.
I thought it was
a problem. Just try to understand. Who is here? That means biological force. You are subordinate to biology. Then why do you say that you are independent?
Well, I feel...
You are feeling wrongly. That is my point. That is your disease. Yes, wrongly. Yes. You are subordinate. You must have to bow down. When death is there, you cannot say, I don't obey you. Therefore you are subordinate. No, don't forget God.
Okay.
Just now we are speaking common sense.
Krishna, I
don't... No, don't speak as Krishna. That is far away. You just try to understand that you do not want to die. Why you are forced to death? Yes, because you are subordinate.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then you understand your position, that you are subordinate. You cannot declare that I am free, I am not subordinate. If you are wishing that I don't wish to be subordinate, don't wish to bow down, that is your disease.
What do you want me to...
So first of all, try to understand your disease, then we shall diagnose your medicine.
I'm feeling wrong, okay.
Yes.
But who do I, or what exactly do I bow down to? I mean,
you are bowed down to everyone. You are bowed down to death, you are bowed down to disease, you are bowed down to old age. You are bound into so many things, you are forced. And still you are thinking that I cannot bow, I don't die. Because you are saying I don't die, therefore you are being forced. You have to bow down. Why you forget your position? That is all it. Therefore, the next process is that I am being forced to bow down. Now we have to find out where I shall be happy even by bowing down. That is it. Your bowing down will not be stopped because you are meant for that. But if you bow down to Krishna and Krishna's representative, you become happy. Yes. You have to bow down. If you don't bow down to Krishna and his representative, then you will be forced to bow down something else, Maya. That is your position. You cannot be free at any moment, but you will be free just like a child. He is 24 hours bowing down to his parents. He is happy. He is happy. Mother says, my dear child, please come down, sit down. Yeah? Yes. He is happy. This is the nature. Simply you have to seek out where you have to bow down. That's all. That is Krishna. You cannot stop your bowing down, but you have to see where you have to bow down. If you artificially think that I am not going to bow down anyone, I am independent, then you suffer. Simply you have to seek out the proper place where you have to bow down. Right, okay.